This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to day 25 of February 2021. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show you are tuned into is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Set your clocks to it. He never disappoints. My name is Lee Elsie. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am afforded this amazing opportunity to talk to the entire country again on these great radio stations from sea to shining sea. Chris, as always, is pushing the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. All kinds of different things to talk about. Yes, we could talk about Cuomo, and we will talk about Cuomo and strip poker before too long. But I wanted to open up and talk to you a little bit about term limits. I wrote a column for a paper here in my home state of Connecticut, and I wanted to share some of the ideas that I have as far as term limits go. And I wanted to start out with a quote from George Washington. George Washington, in his farewell address in 1796, said, "However, political parties may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion." And I got to be honest, when I go back and look at different quotes from the founding fathers, whether it's Washington or Adams or Jefferson, I'm always floored by the brilliance. I'm just in awe of the vision that these men had for this country. And I've said this before, it has to have been divine intervention to get this country where it is now. There has to be something other than just this man-made greatness that we have. It's bigger than that. It's almost impossible what they achieved, yet they achieved it. We owe a debt of gratitude to our founding fathers that no matter how many statues we erect or monuments we build, I just don't think we can pay tribute enough to really what they accomplished. And George Washington may have been the wisest of them all. And if you go back and just read some of his quotes, it's really pretty amazing. But back to term limits. So we the people, not the politicians, should employ this power. Our government, along with all of its supporting players, should represent their constituents with the utmost grace, excellence, and humility that one can muster. Now, sadly, the days of the humble public servant have been annexed by this despicable display of opportunistic Machiavellianism, power at all costs. So the last resort of the desperate electorate may, in fact, be term limits. So mark your calendars. This Saturday is National Term Limit Day. The nonpartisan idea is simple enough. It's supported by a wide range of Americans. In fact, every single poll that I look at has Americans with an overwhelming majority of folks who are wanting to implement term limits. In fact, I don't think I read a poll where it was less than 85%. And what is the result of what's happening in Washington is you've got this impregnable Washington elite, and we need them to exchange the ideas of their own invincibility with a sense of perpetual pending fragility. Citizens should be the legislators, not entrenched lifetime politicians. And maybe the only way we can break the cycle of this political careerism. Think about this. West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, who in the early 40s organized and led a chapter of the KKK. He served longer than anyone in the history of the United States Senate. A member of the Ku Klux Klan. 51 years, 5 months, 25 days. That is immense power. That immovability we have to get rid of. Now, it's inconceivable that our founding fathers envisioned or desired one person wielding this immense amount of power for over 5 decades. And I think if they were to look back on it, they would be shaking their head in disgust. And listen, Democrat Rep. John Dingell would have called Byrd a short-timer. The congressman served Michigan for 59 years. Dingell's father, John Dingell Sr., had that seat for 22 years prior. And now Dingell's wife currently sits in that chair. Nearly 100 years, a century of clout for one family. I mean, it's reminiscent of a monarchy. And this absurdity isn't going anywhere anytime soon. In fact, it's becoming all too common. Currently, the list of congressmen with more than 20 years of service is multiplying exponentially. Senators Patrick Leahy, 45 years. McConnell, 35 years. Shelby, 33 years. Dianne Feinstein, 28 years. They sit atop the list of senators as far as time served. Longest House members that are serving right now, Don Young, Sessenberger, Hal Rogers, Chris Smith of New York, Steny Hoyer, all almost 40 years and more. Other House notables, you see them on TV every single night, that are spending American money, American dime, include California Democrats Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, all close for over 30 years. And Connecticut's own Rosa DeLauro, 28 years of service. It's too long. They have had power too long. We need fresh ideas and fresh faces. There's a reason, reasons, that the president only gets 2 terms. Now, an argument has always been made that the ballot box is the most effective method of limiting a politician's power and influence. But Washington is a drastic departure from what the founders intended. Broad-based name recognition, along with a huge campaign war chest, gives incumbents a huge advantage. Since 1964, 93% of rep races went to the incumbent. And although the Senate races are more volatile, only once since 1980 has less than 80% of Senate incumbents gotten reelected. If you enact term limits, it would go a long way in preventing lawmakers from amassing this immovable level of power. And there's a disconnect. There is definitely a disconnect between lifers and their constituents. Ask someone who's been in office for 30 years what it's like to actually hold a job. They don't know. So if you enacted term limits, maybe, or at least ideally, this would begin to evaporate. Lobbyists, their influence would decelerate, and this ulcer of political fundraising might finally take a backseat to the actual act of governing. With term limits in place, Congress should be more responsible towards constituents, less focused on getting reelected. If term limits were enforced, voting along strict party lines might disappear, which is always one of my biggest peeves. Right? It's always got to be along party lines. Everything's partisan. How about standing up for what you think is right? Not just because your party says so. Now, if you are in a situation where nobody's there forever, they won't have that same kind of power. And a reemergence of an actual political moral compass may take root. Minorities, younger generations may become more emboldened to run as this immovable force of incumbency disintegrates. Right? And imagine the idea of 2 fresh-faced, energized candidates arguing over issues instead of one relying simply on a reputation that they've created for themselves. Incumbent politicians, special interest groups, and just a handful of contrarian theorists are really the only ones who resist term limits. So you're not going to get your politician to vote for this because they don't want to lose their gig. They love power. They swim in it. They drink it up. But America wants this, and America needs this. So we need to push for this. But moving things or changing things or rearranging things that are constitutional are difficult. And that's actually a good thing. It should be difficult. Implementing term limits would be achieved only by a constitutional amendment. And we should push for it, but it's not going to be easy. Individuals who have had the throttles of power for too long eventually become corrupt and or complacent. And we need to move out the old and move in the new. New ideas, new outlooks. Don't let anybody get too comfortable in their gig. And I think do what the founding fathers had envisioned, which was serve your time in political office and go back and live your life and let somebody else do the same thing and let them go back and live their life. It shouldn't be a full-time job. Limit House members to 6 terms, 12 years. Senators to 3 terms, 18 years. If you are such a good politician and you want to be a congressman first and a senator second, or a senator first and a congressman second, and you can win those elections, okay. I'm not going to stand in your way for that. But there should be a cap on how long you serve. There should really be no one who has spent their entire adult life in politics, like the president, Joe Biden, 50 years, closing in on 50 years of politics. It's too long. You're disconnected. There's no way that you can be in tune with what your constituents want if you live in that bubble of Washington. Can't be done. All right, that's my look on term limits. We need them. Let's push for them. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll take a quick break. I'll come right back. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
An amazing day, friends. This is John and Chelsea Jubilee. Women, this message is for you. It's February. What is February? Valentine's Day. What does Valentine's Day represent? Love. Are you tired of looking at your husband and wondering where he went? Your husband may be on the couch eating potato chips and is not the man you married. Well, this month, we have a buy one, get one free special.
That's right, ladies. So can I encourage you? Step up to the plate. That's right. Step up to the plate. Nothing is inspiring to a man as when he sees his wife taking a first step to get herself in great shape and to get healthy. You can get your husband totally medication-free and in the best shape of his life. Call us today
at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or join us on EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound.
You.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. fraud. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered. America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Your pal Wayne Allen Root will be here after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the entire first hour of the program. It's always a lot of fun, broadcasting out across the entire country. So I did a little digging, and if you have some kids who are getting near that college age, if in fact ultimately someday, somewhere down the line, kids can actually attend college live in person, I dug out the best colleges for free speech. The Ivy League offers students sterling credentials, but it's terrible when it comes to offering them free speech. We've heard about this over and over again. You know, they won't let certain speakers go to different campus sites. They won't let them speak on campus, which is insane. I mean, it should be the pillar of free thought and free speech. Instead, it's become the exact opposite. But the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, College Pulse, and Real Clear Education just did a poll. And they came out with the best colleges in the entire country for free speech. The best and the worst, actually. So the best are the University of Chicago, Kansas State University, Texas A&M, University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA, and Arizona State University. Those are the five best universities in the country for free speech. You want to know what the worst are? Of course you do. You want to make sure you don't send your kids to these. All right. Number one, Syracuse University. Dartmouth on the list. I almost went to Dartmouth. It was on the list, the short list. Louisiana State University, the University of Texas at Austin, and DePaul University. I don't even know what that is. Not DePaul, DePaul University. Those are your five worst for free speech. So if you got a kid reaching that age, keep them away from the five, and maybe
steer them towards the five good ones, keep them away from the five bad ones. That might be a good idea. Those of you who are listening across the country, I thought this was interesting, and if you want to send me a quick email or a Facebook message, I'll try to respond in real time as we talk about this. But you may not realize this, but the richest families in every state, I found this kind of interesting. Since I'm in Connecticut, I'll give you this one, which I never even heard of these folks, but Sackler family, the Sackler family, it's a pharmaceutical group. They're the family that's worth the most money in Connecticut. California, the Zuckerberg family with Facebook is worth $74 billion. Let's see, in Kentucky, the Brown family making Jack Daniels is worth $12.3 billion. All right, hold on, I'm getting an email. Samantha in Wyoming wants to know. All right, Wyoming, it's the Wyss family, medical devices. They're worth $5.8 billion. For Chris, who's pushing the buttons down there in Texas, the Duncan family. They own, I guess, oil and gas. They're worth $26 billion. Those of you who are listening on Wayne's station out in Nevada, his flagship station, it is the Alderson family. They own Las Vegas casinos. They're worth $42 billion. Bottom line is there's a lot of rich families out there controlling a lot of the wealth. So, listen, good for them. If you're smart enough to make a better mousetrap or a better widget, you deserve the money that you make. That's what capitalism is all about. Those of you who are afraid of 5G... And there are a lot of folks out there who are afraid of 5G. We still don't know what kind of physical or mental ramifications. A lot of people feel as though they're getting bombarded by these things, and it's constant, it's nonstop, it's 24/7. But just a couple things that 5G can do that 4G or 3G or any of the G's before that couldn't do. 5G can easily handle a lot of connections. It can integrate all smart devices in your home, which I'm not there technically yet. I don't understand all that, but those of you out there who do know, 5G will allow small cities control of traffic flow easier. In other words, keep the green lights green and the red lights red when they're supposed to be, which I think is pretty interesting. It'll obviously open up the road, pardon the pun, for driverless vehicles and drone deliveries. 5G is supposed to be great at doing that. Farming, wireless sensors using 5G can monitor field conditions and tell you when the soil is perfect for planting and actually tell you when you should actually move your livestock. 5G can help do that. Robotic healthcare, robotic surgery. Would you rather have a robot doing your surgery, or would you rather have a skilled surgeon doing it? I think I would still rather have a skilled surgeon, but someday it'll be all done by a robot. And 5G will help with the power grid, and 5G supposedly will help with precision manufacturing, doing things that the human eye, even computers, can't do, at least the computers that we have now. All right, I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Republicans to get fully on board with the idea of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Democratic-led House is set to vote on a sweeping coronavirus relief package by the end of the week. And we're starting to find out what exactly is in the bill.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The bill expected to pass the Democrat-controlled House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root and Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. And again, we have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. And this is one of them, Tommy Binion. And we call him, at least once a week down there in Washington and get his take. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you are.
We're doing good. Are you excited about the $1.9 trillion package that's going to be unleashed on the American public? I think the Wall Street Journal, they called it a clunker. I think that's what it was. Clunker? Yeah, clunker.
Words fail to describe the magnitude of how bad this bill is. Clunker is an okay word, but it's cruel and unusual what the Democrats are doing to our children in the name of enriching their own constituency. And it's a dishonest pretext to begin with. They say it's a COVID relief bill, and so little of this money is going to be spent on COVID relief. It's a joke. President Biden has been saying we need this money to get schools open. If that was true, the money that goes to schools would be spent this year, right? If I'm speaking to any parents out there, they want their kids' school open tomorrow. Well, the money that Joe Biden says is going to reopen schools is going to be spent predominantly next year and the following year and the year after that, and almost none of it is going to be spent this year. And that is the money that's going to legitimate purposes. $1.5 billion is going to go for a bridge from New York to Canada. We've got museums. We've got cultural programs in here. We've got family planning. This is the Democrats got together in a room and they said, raise your hand if you got money you want to spend. Okay, you, what do you want? And they wrote it down. It's a joke, Lee, and it's a joke they're playing on the American people.
So we know how this game works. You give people stuff, they vote for you. We're getting to a point now where if you look at just the national debt creeping up to $30 trillion, it's almost tripled since Obama's become president. There's going to be an end of the line. When will we see a slowdown in spending?
You know, it is an addiction. It is a self-fulfilling cycle. And it's a downward spiral. And there's no other way to put it. You know, Congress is in denial about what they're doing to the American economy at some point in the future. There will be consequences. All of us understand that, you know, these disastrous addictions are downward spiral and they lead to disaster. You know, when you see somebody you love going through it, you can understand that. The American people are watching Congress go through that. They can't break the cycle of overspending, and they're making excuses. They're lying about it. They're saying this is for COVID relief. It isn't for COVID relief. Let me be very clear. If you're hoping that this bill is going to somehow relieve the situation related to the coronavirus, it's just not going to. This is just a pretext for spending all this money. It makes me angry.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad, and I know where it leads. And so does everybody listening. There is a disaster looming because of our overspending. And as you get closer to the bottom of the cycle, you get more and more desperate. And that's what's happening here.
A lot of folks in politics in general, they don't want to discuss this. They don't want to talk about that at all because they realize that if you're not giving free stuff away, it's hard to get elected or reelected. So we don't have budget hawks anymore. We don't have a Tea Party anymore. Is it going to come to a collapse or hyperinflation before folks wise up and say, you got to stop doing this?
You know, I think so. What generally happens is there is some looming disaster, and Congress is able to avert it, right? And they're sort of relying on that. When you look at what happened with the financial crisis and TARP, you know, that was a midnight deadline. That was you know, something that had to happen. So they said. I don't actually think this is true, but that's something that they had to happen before the markets open the next day in order to avoid disaster. You know, that's how Congress thinks it's best to operate under the gun, so to speak. And I think that's I think that's playing with fire. I think, to your point, they may not have time to avert a disaster, and it may be a fiscal crisis like hyperinflation that drives them to it. But we can stop it now.
Right.
This $1.9 trillion is not necessary. It's, you know, tacking on for no reason, this part of Joe Biden's 100 days, $2 trillion is not necessary. The economy doesn't need it. It isn't required to fight the virus. It isn't required to get schools open. All that takes is willpower. We could do this without this money. And if there is money in there that is needed, say, for vaccine distribution, that could pass unanimously in an hour, right, in the Congress. That's just the, you know, they tack everything else onto that because that's impossible to vote on. And what it takes is the people listening, they got to get mad. And the people that represent them in Congress have to know that they're mad about this.
We're talking to our pal Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation essentially about this stimulus package. It's not really a relief package for COVID. It's become a stimulus package, which by all measures will be voted in on Friday by the Dems.
Wait, can I, Lee, I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
I'm hopeful. Look, I think it's a 10-vote margin in the House, so yeah. Pelosi can only lose 5 votes. It's a no-vote margin in the Senate. And guess what? This has got a $15 minimum wage in it, which two Democrats have publicly said they won't vote for. So we're still got a chance at this.
Well, anyway, go ahead. Yeah, but they can chop stuff out of that in the Senate, right? They can reconcile it a little bit and take out what they don't want to make it work. I hope I'm wrong, but
they definitely can. But when they do that, they start losing votes, right? There are people in their caucus that, you know, they want the minimum wage. So my hope is, you know, my fantasy is this thing gets gutted in the Senate.
Okay.
And we're down to a couple $100 billion. We'll see what happens.
All right, that's a good point. I'll stand back and I will wait and see, and I won't be so gloom and doom.
Optimism.
I have none. I have no optimism. All right, do you think that the president is actually making these decisions right now? Any of this?
Well,
stuff?
I think it's quite clear he's not.
Right.
Yeah, I think, I think that was clear from his candidacy. He wasn't making the decisions about his candidacy. We've got 40 years of Joe Biden's public life to look back at, and we can see he's an entirely different president than he was a public servant for all those years. This is not a moderate presidency. This is the most progressive, radical cabinet in American history. This is every day a new, extremely progressive, divisive executive order. And the legislative slate is this COVID bill. It's federalizing the election. It's amnesty for 20 million illegal immigrants. It is as progressive and liberal as it gets. This is as far left as any president has ever been. And in order to have that, the progressives that are part of his government, it looks like they're in charge.
So you mentioned elections, and I think people are constantly asking me, what do we do now? What can we do? And I don't have an answer for them, because at one point in time, I would tell them, well, next time you get a chance to cast a ballot, go cast a ballot, go work for some candidate, go fight, go run yourself. But I think people have been disenfranchised. This latest round of voting has scared people, thinking that their vote doesn't count. How can we get that back to where they actually think they're making a difference when they go out there and cast a vote? Or can we get that back? Because I think that's vital. If not, we're lost.
Yeah, you know, our society and certainly our government cannot function without the rule of law. If we aren't a people governed by laws that are enacted by people who are elected in fair elections, then we're not going to function. And so, you know, what I say is we can never, ever have another election like 2020. And so what does that mean? Well, in the blue states where they went and put in all these lax voting rules by executive fiat, by governor's order, because of quote-unquote COVID, we've got to go and roll that back. And we've got to go and we've got to get back to one person, one vote. You show up, you show an ID, your name and address is accurate in the voter rolls, and you cast your vote. If we don't have laws that make that happen, then we don't have election results that we can trust. So we've got to get back there. Those are state laws. But in order to achieve that, we've also got to stop what the Democrats want to do, which is they want to make elections run by the federal government. That's what H.R. 1 does. It says the federal government is going to be in charge of what all these rules are, and we are going to decree you have to have early voting, and you have to have same-day registration, and you can't require that you show an ID and those kinds of things. And what that leads to is a nationwide election, not just a handful of states, that looks like 2020. So you've got to fix it in the states. You've got to stop it in Washington. This is the rule of law. And if they get rid of it, then they've scrubbed us out.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org is the website. You can follow Tommy on Twitter. What's the handle again?
@TPBinion. Right, give it a look.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
All right, Tommy Binion, again from the Heritage Foundation. All right, we've run out of time for this segment. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now. For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow premium pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special for Mike Lindell, a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. There's a term that keeps floating around, I have to be honest with you. Now, about a week ago, I had to go look it up to make sure that I understood exactly what they were talking about, and I did, but I'm not sure that everybody else does. So I figured I would share the story behind the story of gaslighting. What is gaslighting? The term originates in the systematic psychological manipulation of a victim by her husband in Patrick Hamilton's 1938 stage play Gaslight, and then the film adaptation released in 1940 and 44. In the story, the husband attempts to convince his wife and others that she is insane by manipulating small elements of their environment and insisting that she is always mistaken, remembering things incorrectly or delusional when she points out these changes. The play's title alludes to how abusive the husband slowly dims the gaslights in their home while pretending nothing has changed. So every day he turns them down a little bit to fool with his wife, to screw with her, right? And it makes the wife doubt her own perceptions. So the wife repeatedly asks her husband to confirm her perceptions about the dimming lights, but in defiance of reality, he keeps insisting that the lights are the same every single day, and she convinces herself that she is going insane. We are now living in this perpetual state of gaslighting. The news, or quote-unquote reality, that we are being told by the media is at complete odds with what we are seeing with our own two eyes. And when we question the false reality that's being presented to us every single night on television to what we actually know is actual reality, we are vilified as racist, bigots, or crazy. You're not a racist. You're not crazy. You're being gaslighted. New York State has twice as many deaths from COVID than any other state. And New York has accounted for one-fifth of all COVID-19 deaths overall. But for the longest time, we were told that Andrew Cuomo was the king of COVID. Everything he touched, like Midas, turned to gold. But the reality is, he is a cold-blooded, cold-hearted snake, and his house of cards are now crashing down around him, rightfully so. We see mobs of people looting stores, smashing windows, setting cars on fire, burning down buildings. But we're told that these demonstrations are peaceful protests. And when we call the destruction of our cities riots, we're called racists. So that causes us to ask ourselves questions. Am I racist? Am I crazy? No, you're not. You're being gaslit. We see major problems destroying many inner cities, crime, murder, gang violence, drug dealing, drive-by shootings, armed robbery. And we're told that's not a crime. We're told that that's a victim. They're victims of circumstance, right? We're told that the police are the problem in the inner city. It's the cops' fault for what's happening. They try to convince us that we need to defund the police. That's the answer. That's how you solve really hardcore crime in the inner city. You're not crazy. You're being gaslit. Capitalist countries are the most prosperous countries in the world. The standard of living is higher in capitalist countries than anywhere else on the planet. We see more people move up the economic ladder to the middle or even to the wealthy class with their efforts and their ability in capitalist countries. We see it every single day, more than any other economy in the world. But we're told capitalism is oppressive. It's an oppressive system designed to keep people down. So we ask ourselves, are we crazy? No. We're just being gaslit. Communist countries killed over 100 million people in the 20th century. Communist countries strip their citizens of basic human rights, dictate every aspect of their lives, treat their citizens like slaves, and drive their economy into the ground. But we're told communism is the fairest, most equitable, freest economy of all. So we ask ourselves, am I crazy? No, you're being gaslit. And finally, the most egregious example of gaslighting is the concept of white fragility. You spend your life trying to be a good person, treating people fairly with respect. You disavow racism and bigotry in all forms. You judge people solely on the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. You never discriminate based on race. But the media tells you, and the entire country over and over again, that you have an advantage over some folks of color. You are privileged. You're white. And because of that, you should either be ashamed of yourself or guilty, one or the other, or both. And you might ask yourself, are you crazy? No, the answer is you're being gaslit. So whether it's the economy, it's politics, it's racism, it's law enforcement, the actual reality of what's going on in the country and around the world is often being hid from you by the giant media conglomerates that you tune into every single night. But not here. This is the great USA Radio Network. And we never lie. But I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for listening. Wayne is next.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.